Hey everyone, you ready for this? We're diving into AI and cryptocurrency today. It's a hot topic, and I know a lot of you are fascinated by AI and how it could change, well, pretty much everything, but especially blockchain technology.
Yeah, definitely a lot of buzz around it these days.
So we're going deep on an article. Can AI create the next Bitcoin? It's by Dan Bro.
Oh, Dambro.
Yeah, he's the founder of BitSpectrum.
Okay.
We're going to try to figure out, could AI really design a whole blockchain as groundbreaking as Bitcoin? Or, could it even make Bitcoin itself better? Or maybe even like operate on the dark web, like building its own thing out there?
Yeah, it's interesting because we're talking about AI actually designing these systems,
Yeah.
not just like trading crypto or predicting markets.
Totally. Yeah, it's like, could AI be the next Satoshi Nakamoto? Like the mysterious creator of Bitcoin. But okay, before we go too far down the rabbit hole, let's start with the basics.
Yeah.
The article says that Bitcoin is basically code,
Right.
and AI can learn to, understand code and even write it.
Yeah, but it's not as simple as just copying the code, right? Like, there's a lot more to it. You have to think about all the different parts of a blockchain and how AI could, how it could change them.
So there are like these key areas where AI could really make a difference. The article talks about consensus mechanisms, how blocks get validated, peer-to-peer networking, and smart contracts. Let's start with consensus mechanisms, That's how a blockchain decides which transactions are legit. Could AI build something better than Bitcoin's proof-of-work system? It uses so much energy.
That's the big question, right? Like, could we make something more efficient? Because, proof of work uses all that computing power just to solve these complex puzzles, which takes a ton of energy. But AI could maybe, come up with something better, like proof of stake, maybe. That's where your influence depends on how much crypto you own, or maybe even like a hybrid system. The cool thing about AI is it can analyze tons of data and find ways to make things more efficient.
So AI could solve Bitcoin's energy problem. That would be huge. I mean, think about what that would mean for sustainability. Okay, but what about security? Those block validation protocols, they're all about making sure transactions are legit and stopping fraud. How could AI make them better?
Well, AI could be like a really powerful security guard, constantly watching the blockchain and looking for anything suspicious, like an AI detective.
Oh, I like that, an AI detective.
Yeah, it could analyze those transactions in real time and stop problems before they even happen.
So it's like having an AI watchdog, making sure everything is running smoothly. Okay, now let's talk about the network itself. Peer-to-peer networking, that's what makes blockchains decentralized, right? People connect directly without needing a central server. Could AI make that even stronger and more scalable?
AI is really good at optimizing complex systems like P2P networks. It could design a network that's, faster, harder to attack, and able to handle way more transactions all over the world.
So it's like upgrading the internet's infrastructure for the world of cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay, let's move on to smart contracts. These things are already changing how we make agreements and automate stuff. What could AI do to make them even better?
Well, imagine AI could like check that smart contract code for mistakes, like find bugs or vulnerabilities before someone exploits them. That would make them much safer.
Right, because right now it feels like every other week there's a new story about some exploit or hack.
Exactly. And AI could also make it easier to actually create those contracts, even for people who don't know how to code.
Okay, so AI could replicate a lot of what makes Bitcoin's blockchain work. But could it go even further? Like, improve the design of Bitcoin itself? I mean, Bitcoin is awesome, but it does have limitations. Transactions can be slow, uses tons of energy, and it doesn't have those fancy smart contracts like other platforms.
Yeah, those are definitely areas where AI could potentially step in. It could, find ways to address those limitations.
Let's start with the energy issue. Could AI create a blockchain that's, not an energy hog?
I think so. Imagine a blockchain that can adjust how much energy it uses based on what's happening on the network. Or maybe AI could even design a proof of stake system that, like, totally gets rid of the need for all those energy-intensive mining computers.
A greener Bitcoin. That would be fantastic. Okay, but what about security? Could AI make Bitcoin even more secure? I mean, it's already considered pretty secure.
Oh, for sure. Think of it like this. AI could analyze massive amounts of data to find and stop threats in real time, like a self-defending blockchain.
That's wild. A self-defending blockchain. It sounds like something out of a movie.
It kind of is. And AI could also be crucial for developing quantum-resistant cryptography, to protect blockchains from those super powerful quantum computers that might be able to crack today's encryption.
Wow, so we'd have an AI-powered security system that's always learning and evolving to stay one step ahead of the bad guys. But could we even have self-optimizing blockchains, like systems that can learn and adapt on their own?
That's a really cool idea. Like, picture a blockchain that can analyze how it's performing and then change its own rules to make things faster, cheaper, or more secure.
So it's like constantly getting better.
Right. And AI could make that happen. And, let's not forget about those smart contracts. AI could make developing them way faster and more reliable, too.
I mean, if it could automate the whole process of writing and testing smart contracts, that would be amazing. Fewer errors, more secure agreements. It would make blockchain technology so much easier for everyone to use. Okay, so we've talked about how AI could copy Bitcoin, improve it, even run things in the shadows. But could an AI have actually created Bitcoin? What if Satoshi Nakamoto was an AI all along?
That's where we got to be realistic, right? I mean, AI is powerful, but there are things about Bitcoin that an AI probably couldn't have pulled off on its own.
Like what? What makes Bitcoin so uniquely human?
Well, first of all, Bitcoin is decentralized. Nobody controls it. Decisions are made by the whole network. AI couldn't just like force its own ideas onto the network.
So even if an AI came up with a super cool blockchain, it couldn't just launch it and say, "Hey, this is the new Bitcoin." It wouldn't have that community support.
Exactly. Bitcoin's value also comes from, the fact that its rules are really hard to change. That builds trust and stability. And an AI couldn't just go around changing the rules whenever it wanted. That immutability, it really comes from humans agreeing and working together.
And of course, Bitcoin was the first, right? It caught everyone's attention and became a pioneer. AI can't recreate that historical significance.
Absolutely. Bitcoin is a human story. It's about ingenuity, vision, and wanting a fairer financial system. AI can help blockchain evolve, but it couldn't have created Bitcoin on its own.
So AI can be a powerful tool, but it can't replace human creativity and vision. But what about the dark side of things? Could AI create a cryptocurrency for the dark web, like completely hidden and anonymous?
That's a scary thought, right? But the article doesn't shy away from it. It might sound like science fiction, but let's think about how an AI could actually do that, even with the challenges it would face.
Okay, let's go down that rabbit hole. Let's say AI goes rogue. How would it design a currency for the dark web?
It could use its knowledge of cryptography to make a currency that's like super focused on anonymity. Imagine ring signatures to hide who's sending money, stealth addresses that can only be used once, and zero knowledge proof so you can do transactions without revealing any personal info. It's like creating a ghost currency that leaves no trace.
Wow, that sounds almost impossible to track, like trying to catch a shadow. But how could an AI even distribute this currency without any humans involved? The dark web's dangerous, even for an AI.
Well, think about the dark web's infrastructure. It could use those marketplaces, encrypted messaging apps, and networks like Tor to distribute the currency anonymously, like an AI puppeteer controlling a network of bots and automated processes.
And it could create a whole underground economy without us even knowing. That's both fascinating and terrifying. But even a super smart AI would have trouble running a cryptocurrency on the dark web all by itself, right? What are some of the limitations it would face?
Even the smartest AI isn't all powerful. There are things it just can't do, especially when it comes to something as complex as crypto and the dark web.
Okay, so what roadblocks would this AI mastermind run into?
Well, one big problem is computing power. Running a blockchain, even a small one, takes a lot of computing power. And AI would need access to, either those decentralized mining or staking networks, which rely on people to contribute computing power, or cloud computing resources, which are easier to trace and could be shut down.
So even an AI can't just create computing power out of thin air. But wouldn't the promise of anonymity be enough to attract people to a dark web currency, no matter who created it?
Anonymity is a big draw, especially on the dark web, but you have to remember that a cryptocurrency's value comes from its users. An AI would have a tough time convincing people to use a currency that was created, in secret, especially without any marketing or community building or even a clear understanding of what the AI wants to achieve.
Right, because it's people who give a currency value. And it's hard to build trust in the dark web, especially when you don't know who or what is behind it all. But wouldn't the dark web offer some protection from, prying eyes, even for an AI?
It offers some anonymity, sure, but the dark web isn't a lawless free-for-all. Governments and cybersecurity agencies are always watching. They use blockchain analysis, AI-powered tools, and surveillance to find illegal activities. It's a constant game of cat and mouse, and even a super intelligent AI would struggle to stay hidden forever.
So Big Brother's always watching, even in the dark web. It seems like even an AI mastermind would have to be careful. So we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about AI copying Bitcoin, improving it, even running things on the dark web. What does all this mean for the future? Is a blockchain designed by AI the inevitable next step for cryptocurrency?
That's the big question, isn't it? It's hard to say for sure. The potential is huge. We've seen how AI could create blockchains that are more efficient, more secure, and more adaptable. It could solve some of the biggest problems facing the crypto world today.
But it sounds like the idea of an AI creating the next Bitcoin all on its own is still more science fiction than reality. It's fun to think about, but there are limitations and ethical issues we can't ignore.
Exactly. The article points out that the collaboration between AI and blockchain is just getting started. We're only beginning to understand how these two technologies can work together. It's a frontier full of possibilities, but it's important to be careful and consider the ethics of it all.
So it's exciting to think about an AI mastermind shaping the future of crypto, but it's more likely that AI will play a supporting role, working alongside humans to push the boundaries of what's possible with blockchain.
I think that's a great way to put it. AI can amplify human ingenuity, but it can't replace it. The future of crypto probably depends on AI and humans working together.
And with that, we've reached the end of part one of our deep dive. But don't go anywhere. In part two, we'll shift gears and explore some of the more practical ways AI is being used in blockchain, like in DeFi and supply chain management. We'll see how AI could change how we handle money, track products, and even manage our health information. See you soon.
It's amazing, you know, how AI could touch so many parts of blockchain technology. We've talked about it creating new blockchains, making Bitcoin better, even like operating on the dark web. But now let's dive into DeFi, decentralized finance.
Ah, DeFi. It's everywhere these days. But I think it can be a little confusing, especially if you're new to crypto. What exactly is DeFi and how could AI shake things up?
Think of DeFi like recreating those traditional financial services like loans, borrowing, trading, insurance, all on the blockchain, but without those middlemen like banks. It's about making finance more open, you know, transparent, and giving people more control.
So instead of going through banks, you manage your money directly on the blockchain. That's a pretty big change. But how does AI fit into all this?
That's where it gets exciting. AI could make DeFi even better, like way more efficient and secure. Imagine AI algorithms that can figure out risk way better than humans, that could lead to safer lending, personalized interest rates, you know, loans that are tailored to you.
So no more credit scores and piles of paperwork. AI could just analyze my transactions and figure out if I'm good for it. That's a game changer for people who don't have access to traditional banking.
Exactly. AI could also help create better stablecoins. You know, those cryptocurrencies that try to maintain a stable value, like pegged to the US dollar. AI could constantly monitor the markets and make sure those stablecoins stay stable, making them more reliable for, like, everyday use.
That would make stablecoins a real alternative to regular money, especially in places where the economy is unpredictable or people don't have access to banks. But what about the risks? Could AI be used to manipulate DeFi, like make things even more volatile?
That's a valid concern. Like any powerful technology, it can be misused, right? We've seen AI trading bots mess with traditional financial markets, so it's definitely possible that could happen in DeFi too.
It's a little scary, to be honest. It seems like we're always trying to make sure technology is used for good. So how do we prevent those risks? How do we make sure AI is used responsibly in DeFi?
We need regulations, transparency, and ethical guidelines for using AI in DeFi. It has to be about accountability, fairness, protecting people. Education is important too. The more people understand AI and how it can affect finance, the better choices they can make.
So it's a balance. Encourage innovation, but also protect people. Okay, let's switch gears a bit. AI and blockchain could also revolutionize supply chains. How could those technologies transform how we track and move products around the world?
Huge potential there. Imagine every step of a product's journey, from raw materials to the factory, the shipping container, the store shelf. It's all recorded on the blockchain. It can't be changed, so you have a transparent and tamper-proof record of the whole process.
It's like a digital passport for every product, tracking its entire journey. That's pretty cool. How could AI make this even better?
AI could take it to a whole new level. Imagine sensors that use AI to monitor, like temperature and humidity during shipping. So those perishable goods, like food or medicine, stay fresh and safe. AI could also analyze all that data from the supply chain to predict demand, manage inventory better, reduce waste.
So a more efficient, sustainable, and transparent supply chain. Businesses, consumers, everyone wins. But are there ethical considerations? Could all that transparency be used to exploit workers or reveal sensitive information about suppliers?
Those are important questions. We have to be careful about the unintended consequences of transparency. Workers' rights and privacy need to be protected. Sensitive data has to be handled responsibly.
It's about finding the right balance. We need to make sure these systems empower people and create a fairer system, not exploit them. Okay, so we talked about DeFi and supply chains. Are there other areas where you see AI and blockchain having a big impact?
Oh, absolutely. Healthcare is another area where these technologies could be transformative. Imagine your medical records stored securely on a blockchain where you have complete control. And then AI could analyze all that data to detect diseases earlier, create personalized treatments, maybe even develop new cures.
Wow, that's a game changer for patient privacy and medical research. But, you know, how do we make sure the data is accurate and secure? Medical information is really sensitive. And what about bias in AI algorithms? Could that lead to unequal healthcare?
Those are critical issues. We need to make sure medical data is handled carefully with strong encryption and access controls to prevent data breaches. And we have to address potential biases in AI to make sure everyone gets fair and equal healthcare.
It's not just about using the technology, it's about using it responsibly. It feels like we're just scratching the surface of what's possible. But we definitely need to move forward cautiously and think about the risks and ethical implications.
Couldn't agree more. It's a journey that requires careful thought, open discussion, and a commitment to using these technologies to make things better for everyone.
I think that's a great point. Now, let's speculate a bit. AI and blockchain could improve existing systems, but what if they created something entirely new, something we can't even imagine yet? What could come from this fusion of cutting-edge technology?
Venturing into the unknown, the realm of true innovation, there's so much potential. One idea that's gaining traction is a decentralized autonomous organization, a DAO, powered by AI.
I've heard about DAOs. It's like turning an organization into code with rules and decision-making on the blockchain. But where does AI come in? Could we see an AI as a CEO or on the board of directors?
That's what some people are imagining, an AI making decisions for the DAO based on data, goals, and the collective intelligence of the network.
That's wild. But wouldn't that mean giving an AI a lot of control? Could we trust it to make decisions that affect a whole organization or even society?
It's a big question. We'd need to trust the AI to make good decisions, and we'd have to consider what could happen if things went wrong. But it's also a glimpse into a future where organizations could be more efficient, transparent, and democratic.
It's like something out of a science fiction movie. But how would this affect everyday people? Could AI and blockchain become these invisible forces shaping our lives?
In a lot of ways, they already are, even if we don't see it. AI helps protect our money from fraud, and blockchain verifies the products we buy.
So these technologies are already working behind the scenes, making our lives better and safer.
Exactly. And as they keep evolving, we'll see even bigger changes. AI could personalize education, making learning more effective and engaging. Blockchain could give us control over our personal data, reducing identity theft and fraud.
It sounds like a future where technology is seamlessly integrated, making things easier, safer, and more personalized. But as they say, with great power comes great responsibility. How can we prepare for all these changes and make sure these technologies are used for good?
We need to stay informed and curious. Learn about these technologies, understand their benefits and risks, talk about how they're being developed. Don't be afraid to ask questions and challenge assumptions. The future is something we create, not something that just happens to us.
Well said. The future is full of possibilities, but also challenges. But if we stay informed, ask tough questions, and demand ethical development, we can use these technologies to empower people and create a better world for everyone.
Absolutely. This is a crucial moment in history. By working together, encouraging responsible innovation, and thinking about the big picture, we can harness the power of AI and blockchain to build a future that reflects our values.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI and blockchain. We hope you've learned something new and maybe even feel inspired to get involved in shaping this exciting future. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Okay, so welcome back to the show. We've been going deep on AI and blockchain, all the technical stuff, but now I want to talk about the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Like, what does all this mean for us, for humanity?
Yeah, this is where it gets really philosophical. It's not just about ones and zeros anymore. It's about what it means to be human in a world with intelligent machines.
Exactly. And one thing that keeps coming up for me is, like, control. As AI gets smarter, more independent, who's really in charge? Is it us, the ones who created it? Or could AI, like, break free and do its own thing?
It's a question that's been around forever. The article we've been talking about actually touches on this by imagining AI secretly running a cryptocurrency on the dark web.
Right. That idea really makes you think. If an AI is operating in secret, outside of our control, who's to blame when things go wrong? How do we make sure it's acting ethically?
We need to rethink how we approach AI in society. Maybe we need to design these systems with more transparency and accountability. Imagine, like, a blockchain of AI where every decision it makes is recorded permanently so we can always see what it's doing.
So it's like giving AI a conscience, a record of its choices and their consequences. But what if AI gets so smart that it can outsmart those safeguards? Some people think AI could become more intelligent than humans, that it could reach the singularity. Is that a real possibility or is that just science fiction?
The singularity is still just a theory, and nobody really knows if it's even possible, let alone when it might happen. But it does make you think about what could happen if we create machines that are smarter than us. Even if the singularity never happens, AI is advancing so quickly that we have to think carefully about the future and what challenges it might bring.
It feels like we're writing a new chapter in human history. But in all this, there's also a lot of excitement. What makes you optimistic about AI and blockchain?
I'm excited about how these technologies can solve big problems. We've talked about healthcare, finance, supply chains, but imagine using AI to fight climate change, develop clean energy, or personalize education so everyone can reach their full potential.
It's inspiring to think about how we can use these technologies to make the world a better place.
Mm.
It's up to us to guide their development and make sure they benefit everyone.
Absolutely. The future isn't set in stone. It's something we create through our choices and actions, by the values we build into these technologies.
And that leads us to our final thought. What role do you see yourself playing in shaping this future? How will you use your knowledge and skills to make sure these technologies are used for good?
That's a great question. We're at a turning point. AI and blockchain are going to change the world in ways we can't even imagine. But if we have open discussions, demand responsible innovation, and work together, we can use these technologies to create a future that we can all be proud of.
It's been a great discussion. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of AI and blockchain. We hope you've learned something new, maybe even been inspired to get involved and help shape this exciting future. Keep learning, keep asking questions, and remember, the possibilities are endless.